do something here. So just so you can all see, I've got two things I've cooked recently. Here we've got some bread with some honey on. Put it down there. And we've got some bread that's been in the oven for, Izzy, was it about 20 minutes, 25 minutes? At what sort of temperature? 100 degrees. I did cook it. You can... So there's our other option. Now, girls, could you just try this one first, please? Have one each, if you like. Have a nibble. Bit more? No? If you don't want it, you can put it back down. Now, let's use this microphone here, shall we? Do you want to tell everyone, what do you think of that?
It was very hard and dry.
Very hard and dry, okay. Grace, have you got anything to add?
It was quite plain.
Quite plain, okay. So that's dish one. I'm glad that's gone down well. Do you want to try the second one? You can put that back down. You can have it later if you like. Try this one. This one's got the honey on top. Bit better? Tastier? Sweeter? How would you describe it? If you could describe it in one word. That's probably going to be quite hard, isn't it?
Sweet.
Sweet, okay. That's very good.
Flavoursome,
okay. So that is much better. Well done. You can take that back down with you, actually, unless you don't want it. No? You can take it with you. Take it with you. Phew, that worked. Okay. So, in both cases, the two things that I cooked, the hard, crusty bread and the bread with honey, both will fill you up. Both will no longer make you feel hungry. But actually, only one of those things was a treat. And that was the one with honey. They said it was sweet. They said it was tasty. Now, it's a bit of an odd thing, but the Bible here is described as honey. It's described as honey. It would be an odd thing to describe it as honey, wouldn't it? But the psalmist does that deliberately. He does that deliberately because honey was a real treat to people back then. A real treat to people back then. A bit like Haribo. So, do we like these? Do we view these as a treat? Some sweets, these are a treat, aren't they? Maybe we could share these out later. Or maybe over Christmas you've been enjoying chocolates. Lots and lots of chocolates have probably been consumed. They're not an everyday luxury. They're a treat. And God's word is described as honey because it is a treat. It's not a bland, stale baguette that we've got down there. It doesn't just nourish us, but it is also a treat. Now, you might be thinking, how can this book here that I read every day, or try to read every day, be a treat to me? How can it be a treat? There's no pictures to enjoy. There's lots of pages to turn. How can it be a treat? Well, it's because the words written in this book are no ordinary words. They're no ordinary words. When we read and listen to them, God is actually speaking to us. The creator of you and me, and everything around us, everything outside, speaks to us through it. He speaks to us through it. Just like I'm speaking to you now, when we open this book, God speaks to us. God speaks to us. And these words can bring eternal life. They can bring us comfort. They can bring us encouragement. They can give us hope. God's word is a real treat. It's like honey. Now, children, many of you might have a Bible that looks a bit more like this. Can you put your hand up if you have a Bible that looks a bit more like this? You've got this Bible right at the back there. You probably have a Bible that looks a bit more like this rather than this one that you've got in front of you on your lap. And this is actually a great book. If you don't have it, this one's great. Really good drawings. Teaches the Bible very simply to children. So it's a great. And adults, actually, do read it as well. I really enjoy reading it as well. Really helpful. Now, children, when your parents read that Bible to you each day, view it as a wonderful, wonderful treat. God is speaking to you as your parents read it out to you. Treat it as a wonderful treat. It is not a boring old story. It is like honey. The God of the universe is speaking to you. Now, adults, I'm sure the reality is that actually you find it really difficult to read your Bible daily, or even just once during the week, or whatever. You find it hard work. And perhaps you feel like it's a bit of a stale, dry baguette, the ones we've got down there. You know it nourishes you. You know it offers some sort of fulfillment. But actually, you don't view it as a treat. So it gets sidelined in your life. Well, can I encourage you today to see the reality of it? The words contained in this book are from God to you. He speaks directly to you when you open it. He knows exactly what you need to hear at what time. Now, the psalmist experiences it as honey, as a treat, as sweet words. And what the psalmist is reading is what we've got here, the same thing. We can have a similar experience to the psalmist. So keep going, keep tasting God's word, and pray that you will experience it like the psalmist, because it is a treat, something we should look forward to. Now, do the musicians want to come up? We're going to sing a song now that talks about Jesus, who is the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God, who was before time, and he stepped into humanity to rescue us. So let's sing this next song, and then we'll hear about our second thing that the psalmist teaches us. So we've just learned that God's Word is like, can anyone shout out what this is? Honey. It's like honey. And now we're going to learn another thing. The psalmist tells us that God's word is like, can anyone help me out? What is that there? A light. Yeah, so God's word is also a light. A light. Now, light is an incredibly useful thing, isn't it? So here, I've got my bike light. It's very bright, as you probably don't want to look into it for too long. Now, this bike light is very helpful for me, because it enables me to cycle in the dark so I can see where I'm going. It also enables car drivers to see me so that they don't knock me off my bike. It's an incredibly useful thing. Light is an incredibly useful thing. It enables me to see in the dark. But what happens when the light completely goes? It goes dark, doesn't it? It goes completely dark. Now, I need a helper. I've got Joanne down to help me here. Do you want to come up? You can't see anything, that's right, Josh. So, Joanne, if you want to put this blindfold on, this is the only way that I'm going to be able to simulate absolute darkness in here, I think. So, just I'm going to take you somewhere. Okay, it's a little bit scary around here. How are you feeling? You can't see anything? Are you a little bit nervous about where I've taken you? Mm-hmm. Are you a bit scared? Yeah. You are a bit scared. Well, do you want to take off your blindfold and see where you are? It's not that scary, is it? No, it's not scary at all. Well, I'm going to sit down. So darkness can be scary. It can be incredibly scary. When all the light is gone and we can't see, it can be very scary. Now, when I was young, going to bed at night in the dark sometimes used to be quite scary. I used to have a little light that I used to have in the corner so that the room would be a little bit light so I wouldn't get absolutely scared, because it can be quite scary. But as soon as the lights come on, I can see, and it's no longer scary. And the truth is that God's word can do this too. It's like a light that when flicked on, all our fears suddenly go. The scariness goes. Now, a couple of months ago, I got pretty scared about something. Someone in the family was very ill, and we thought he was about to die. And I got quite scared. It's quite a scary thing. But in that instance, God said something to me from his word. He said to me, "Do not be anxious about anything. Do not be scared about anything." Immediately, I realized I didn't need to be scared. God was in control. I could trust him. It was like a light had been switched on. Now, I'm sure many of us have many scary things that happen in our life. Well, in those instances, read the Bible. Open God's words. It is like a light It will cast away your fears. So light makes things less scary, but light also directs us. Now, could Amy come up? Now, Amy, just like your sister, we're going to put this blindfold on again. You're now in absolute darkness. Can you see anything?
No.
You can't see anything at all. Okay, just stand there. Stand there. Don't move. Okay, don't tell Amy what I'm doing. Bro, thank you. Okay. Amy, in front of you is an obstacle course. What I'd like you to do is try and complete this obstacle course. I'll walk you to the start of it. You're going to have to go very slowly. Okay, see if you can go through the obstacle course. Keep going forward. You may want to take a step over. Oh, keep going straight. Straight down the centre. Step over it. See if you can step over that thing in front of you. No. Oh, it's difficult, isn't it? Oh. Well done. Okay, now see if you can make it past the last things. Walk straight. Oh. Well done, well done. Now take off your mask. Well done, Amy. And take off the mask and come back to the start. Okay, let's put the log back in place. Okay, what I'd like you to do now, starting from here, is to go as fast as you can through the obstacle course without knocking anything over. See if you can do it. Ready, go. There we go. Well done, Amy. Go and take a seat. Brilliant. We can leave the obstacle. Yeah, I'm done. Well done. Thank you so much for your help. So, as you can see from an obstacle course, it's very difficult to go through the obstacle course when you can't see, when it's completely dark. But as soon as the blindfold is gone and light is there and you can see, going through it is very straightforward. Light helps us to see where we're going. It can help us tackle obstacle courses so we won't get lost. God's word is a light. It helps us to see, and it guides us. We can see where we're going. We can go over and under and through the obstacles. And we can go through the obstacles of life also. Now, children, you probably don't have many tricky things going on in your life, many obstacles. But when you get older, you will do. You'll have some big decisions that you'll have to make. And these decisions can be really hard. But remember that God's word is light. He can help you see things. He can help you navigate through tricky things in life because it is a light. Adults, I wonder how you're feeling about the new year coming up. You might be feeling pretty scared. You don't know what's on the horizon. And you're aware that most years there's something difficult that you have to cope with. Well, what do we do in these situations? Well, can I encourage you to taste God's word, to go to it? It will cast out your fears and it will direct your path. It will help you make your decisions. Keep tasting God's word. It is a real treat. God speaks to you as you open this book, and he will cast out your fears, and he will give you perspective on things, and he will guide your path. God's word is such a joy. Now, let's conclude our time together. Children, if you want to go back, your parents might be able to help you here. If we look at verse 105. So, we're going to say verse 105 all together, which talks about God's word being a light. God's word being a light. So let's say verse 105 together. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. Brilliant. It would be great, children, if you could learn that. And if you come up to me next week and can say that verse to me, I may be able to give you a special treat of maybe some Haribo or some sort of chocolates or sweeties. So if you can learn that for next week, that would be amazing. Let me close us in a prayer together. So let's put our hands together, shut our eyes, and let me conclude by saying a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that God's word is a real treat, that it is like honey. We thank you also that it is a light, that it can help us feel less scared about things, and that it can direct our path. We're sorry when we don't read your word. Please help us to understand it. Please help us to view it as a treat. In Jesus' name, amen.